Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real-life moments, Maurice's.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hour number three of the program happening right now. Glad to have each and every one of you on board on what has been an absolutely stupendous Labor Day weekend. Where's all my Longhorn fans at? Where's all my Longhorn fans
at? Put them up proud. Put them up proud. Look. Put them up proud.
As Marty Schottenheimer once told my friend Ted Johnson during his draft meeting, it's not about how you start, it's about where you finish, okay? And that's what everybody's telling Arch. And you know what? Shout out to Arch Manning.
Owning it.
Shout out to Arch Manning telling everybody, look, I have to be better. And then, of course, I'm sure you two internet nerds have both seen what his uncle, a.k.a. Peyton, didn't have the best start either to his college career.
Oh, yeah. No, of course. And, you know, who could forget all the interceptions he threw his first year in the NFL? I think he turned out all right.
So, no, I'm not as worried about it as other people are. I get it in today's internet, you know, knee-jerk reaction society that we all live in. Let's pile on the kid. Let's talk about how bad he is. There was too much hype praised on him way too early. And I don't disagree with that, all right? And that's the one thing. And I will say this, and you guys know I'm a Michael Jordan guy through and through, but that is one thing that I will give somebody like a LeBron James credit for. For as much hype as this dude had coming out of high school,
lived up to it.
You know, I mean, he's lived up to it, and dare I say, exceeded it. You know, I mean, he's not the GOAT, but he's top 10. He's top 10. All right. But no.
Speaking of LeBron, and I'm gonna go ahead and talk about this because I don't know another time we could do this. Did you see he put out his four favorite films? LeBron James has.
I think you'll
find them interesting. That's why I'm telling you.
This might
change your mind.
I mean, to change my mind on what?
Goodfellas.
Okay.
Coming to America.
Okay.
Gladiator. The Godfather Part 1 and 2.
I mean, fine choices by LeBron James. LeBron's a great basketball player.
Does that make him go up a couple of notches? No, not at all.
Not at all. Just means he's got good taste in movies. But, I mean, we already know who the GOAT is. Let's get that straight.
Yeah, we do.
Okay. We already know who the GOAT is. I mean, what are we talking about here? But, no, what a weekend it was in college football. We finally...
Not over yet.
It's not over yet. And I'm going to tell you right now, real quick, Degenerate Jake. Ooh, is that the new nickname?
I like that.
Ooh.
Is that the new nickname? Did that just come to me out of nowhere? I think it did.
We can do it. Yeah.
Because you're not the new guy anymore.
No, we're not.
In fact, there's several new guys.
Several.
Nickname okay. Master now, strikes again.
Three new guys. You've got new guy Brennan. We've got Dylon, and Jet Nelson. By the way, can we put a little respect on Jet Nelson's name today?
Hell of a performance.
Can we put a little respect on Jet Nelson's name today? Jet Nelson, again, very, I mean, actually had an Arch Manning-like debut.
Yeah.
If we're being real. Okay. Arch Manning-like debut, because it was a big night in DFW sports. It was a big night in DFW sports, and he missed a lot of open receivers that night. Okay, a lot of open receivers. Let me tell you something about my boy Jet Nelson. Jet came through in spades on Micah Parsons' trade night. All right. My man cut up 11 pieces of audio.
That was
a
lot
of
audio.
Had it cut, and not only did he cut up 11 pieces, but I'm talking about concise. not these 3 minute long pieces that you're like, okay, let's take, you know, we're going to be gone for half the segment because we're listening to audio. No, no. My man gave us bite sized Jerry morsels. And that's a lot to take in sometimes. All right. Because Jerry's a lot to take in sometimes. So shout out to my boy Jet Nelson, who then came back today on Labor Day and turned in another stellar performance with new guy Brennan and Blake Elliott. So tip of the cap to our boy Jet Nelson for a rousing, you know, it's all about the setback leading to the comeback for Jet Nelson. Okay. But Degenerate Jake, my question to you initially was, do we have a point spread for tonight's ball game?
Oh, I can find one for you. Absolutely.
I have it right here in front of me. Do y'all want to guess it? See who gets closest?
6.5.
Towards?
TCU.
Okay.
I was going to go more like 4.5.
Tell him what he's won. TCU minus 3.5.
Oh, should go on my gut.
Give me North Carolina. Give me North Carolina.
Yeah.
You over under, over under 54.5. This is in Chapel Hill. Last game of the weekend.
Give me North Kakalaki all day. By the way, if either of you, I'll give you $1. I don't have one on me. I got one in the truck. Can tell me who sang the song, the North Carolina song, throw your hands up, take your shirt off, twist it around your head, spin it like a helicopter. Right now. Right now.
Billy Joel.
Close. Close. Same genre. Same genre. In fact, these two artists get confused for each other a lot, quite
Elton
a bit.
John.
Elton John. No, you guys are both woefully wrong. The answer we were looking for was Petey Pablo.
Ah, that was Petey Pablo. That was my next guest.
Yeah,
was
me too. That was the
rapper we were looking for. But no, give me North Carolina and the points tonight, and I'm going to tell you why. Matt Patricia was a big part of the reason why Arch Manning looked so rough the other day. Okay, now don't get me wrong. Obviously, Ohio
State. The players
State
he had helps.
Doesn't hurt. Okay, but that scheme had Arch.
It was an NFL scheme.
In fits.
Yeah.
What do you think Belichick's going to do tonight?
Mm-hmm.
Now, granted, North Kakalaki doesn't have the same kind of players that Ohio State does, but last I checked, Bill Belichick might be the greatest football coach of all time.
So. Girlfriend or not?
Look, I have said on these airwaves, all right, that girlfriend might be the best thing to ever happen to Bill Belichick.
Guess we'll find out.
Okay. Do you realize what kind of stroke you have to have a girlfriend 50 years younger than you? All right.
Just a lot of Super Bowls.
Okay.
And money.
There's something to be said for that. All right. There is something to be said about that. I'm telling you right now, give me the points. In fact, you know what? Just give me the money line. I've got North Carolina winning tonight, fighting Bill Belichick's with the W tonight. The Bill Belichick era in North Carolina gets off to a rousing start.
Okay. Interesting. Interesting. Did you want to highlight some of the other games that happened?
Give me something. What you got?
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried-and-true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
All right. Something besides UT.
I mean, North Texas Meat Green. 51-0.
Dude, they beat Lamar.
Against Lamar. I mean, look.
Let's not get carried away.
I don't want to be that guy, but Drew Estemaker, top 10 QBR rating of the weekend. So, I mean, We'll talk about it sooner rather than later.
I can't
it's okay.
say anything. KU beat Wagner, so I mean, let's not get too carried away. Who'd you guys beat?
Arkansas Pine Bluff. You want a fun fact for you?
Did you actually cover? I forgot to.
Yeah, 67-7 in basically three quarters.
Covered so there was the spread.
There was a huge. Yeah, it was 54.5 point spread.
Wow.
But there was a huge storm cloud that went over Lubbock at
that
halftime.
That was wild.
Yeah. They played 2 8-minute quarters to finish the game. So we covered the spread in basically three quarters.
They're betting odds for a reason.
We're winning the Big 12.
LSU Clemson was a big one.
That was a hell of a game last night.
Hell of a game.
I thoroughly enjoyed watching that football game. Dare I say.
Saturday night, by the way.
That's right. What game was on last night? What was that?
Last night.
Notre Dame and Miami. Notre Dame and Miami. That was a good game. I thought Notre Dame quarterback, a little bit questionable. Was his name Carr? But the one thing I'll say about Notre Dame is
I think they'll bounce back.
No, they'll absolutely bounce back. They've got playoff team written all over them after last night. Carson Beck didn't look bad last night. My question is, though, do we think Notre Dame's got – I mean, look, their tight end is a monster. That number – was it number 9, number 8, whatever he was? Big old corn-fed-looking white boy. You know, slow as all get out, but I'll tell you what, don't let that boy get lumbering. Don't let my man get lumbering. He's taking somebody out. I just wonder, do they have the skill players?
Well, why did Jeremiah Love only get 10 carries? I mean, you could argue he's the best running back in football. And I think there was a point in the game where it was – I think it was 21-7, and they passed the ball 7 times in a row.
Yeah.
Get the ball in the hands of your best. It's easy.
No, that did. I mean, I was in and out of that game. I mean, I had the game on the whole time, but I was doing some stuff last night. So it was. But I thought Miami looked better than they did a year ago. I mean,
it's a
Carson
big year
Beck,
for Miami.
It's a huge year. I mean, look, as much money as they poured into that program, and our boy Cristobal. I mean, look, this is if you're gonna win, like you. I mean, ACC. Look, ACC could be tough this year.
Yeah.
For a league that, you know, people were talking about last year that was just pretty much, you know, SMU and Clemson. All right, you got SMU again. All right, they're going to be another chic pick this year. We already know, even though Clemson got beat by LSU, that was a damn good LSU team that they lost to the other night. We all agree Florida State's probably a lot better than what we thought they were.
Yeah, well, that was a crazy game.
Now, I'm going to ask you two gents, do we think that is FSU better than what we thought? Is Alabama not as good as what we thought, or is the answer somewhere in the middle?
Two things can be true at the same time, I believe. I do. I think two things can be true at the same time. I think that offense is better. I think the quarterback is somebody that we probably need to start keeping a close eye on, but it's obvious that Alabama's got some issues for sure. Look, when you take over after one of the best, if not the best, college coach of all time, obviously the bar is going to fall quite a bit, but there's an issue with discipline. There's some issue with the guys that they got on that team. They're just not looking the same.
I just don't feel like this team's defensively.
And
as
Simpson didn't show you anything crazy either.
No, I didn't think he lit the world on fire by any means. And I just feel like for a team that held its hat on defense for all the years that Nick Saban was there. I mean, let's not pretend like they didn't have some freak athletes on the offensive side of the ball either. But I mean, outside of our. What's the kid? Ryan, outside of Ryan Williams, the wide receiver, I just don't feel like...
Who's concussed now.
I just don't feel like that offense has the playmakers that they've had in years past. And that defense just doesn't seem... Yeah, they're good, but I just don't feel like they're as good. And I guess what I'm tired of hearing is, oh, well, now everybody can pay players. That's why Alabama's not as good. Look, I think there's something to that. But at the same time, too, let's not pretend like Kalen DeBoer is in the same stratosphere as Nick Saban.
No. Well, but you can say that, yeah, it makes Alabama worse, but it makes these other teams better. Florida State went out, made their roster better, stuck with Mike Norvell after a 2-10 year, and beats Alabama 31-17. And back in June, their quarterback, Tommy Castellanos, was like, hey, they don't got Nick Saban anymore. We can beat them. And everybody's like, this guy's full of it. And then they did it. And they, man, it was 31-17, but Florida State took care of business.
They did, but now, look, Alabama had its chances, but they gave up big plays, which you're not accustomed to seeing from a Alabama defense. And then, like I said, last night, well, again, we had Miami, Notre Dame, Clemson, LSU. I'm trying to think if there was anything else.
South Carolina.
The South Carolina game. The South Carolina game was fun to watch. I want to see more from the Sellers kid from a, you know, from a throwing standpoint, right? Mm-hmm. Look, we know he's a freak athlete when it comes to being able to run the football.
Seen a lot of freak athlete college quarterbacks.
We're seeing a lot of that, okay? You could, I mean, people said Anthony Richards was that. I didn't get to watch the one quarterback I wanted to watch this weekend, but I didn't get a chance to, was DJ Lagway over in Florida. Yeah. The Willis native right here in the great state of Texas. Of course, they beat up on Long Island University 55-0, but I'll say this and we'll move on to the next segment. A little what are we doing next? We're doing we got a little Cowboys captains and some Cowboy news to get to in the next segment. Plus, my boy Nico Harrison getting disrespected. But before we get to that, last thing about the college football weekend, and of course, you know, you had what, week zero, week one, whatever the hell we're calling it.
It's week one.
The beauty of the college football playoff, right, wrong, or indifferent, but I'm going to go ahead and say this is the right aspect of it, is that now you get top 10 matchups. More than one, two, three, sometimes four, you know, top 25 matchups all the way across the board, because the beauty of Clemson losing, the beauty of Texas losing, the beauty of Notre Dame losing.
Doesn't matter yet.
Hell, the beauty of Alabama losing. Their seasons aren't over.
No, it doesn't matter quite yet.
All right. Now, 5, 6, 7, 8 weeks into the season, I'll get you guys out of here with this. Of the teams that lost this weekend, Texas, Clemson, Notre Dame and Alabama, of those four teams, which team right now, if you had to eliminate one as far as being a pretender versus a contender, what's the one team you would rule out? I already know you're not doing Texas.
So. Alabama.
Alabama?
Yeah, I'm all over Alabama too.
Boy, that seems to be the feeling right now. That seems to be the feeling right now. All right, coming up next, big news from the Cowboy land over the weekend. One Cowboy did get extended, and the captains were named, plus Nico Harrison getting accosted in public. Has it gone too far? Has it gone too far? And poor PJ Washington. Lots to get to. Don't go anywhere.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.